Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yeah, but I want you to see this, because as Christians, we've got to be very, very careful that we are not saying, hey, we don't want immigrants to come to our nation. We can't say, you know, as lovers of God, that we don't want to take care of every human being on the face of the earth. The question is, what is the proper way to do that? And I see people in the streets, and I don't know whether they're Christian or not, but as you can see right now, this bus that's taking place as I'm talking to you, this bus was coming in. They're bringing in children that have been led over the border, sent by someone to come to our border here, and they're coming with papers exactly what to say, and this is in California. And they're coming, they're stopping the buses. You can see they're protesting, saying, you know, you got to send these kids back. You're not going to have these kids in our town, you know. And I mean, that's their right to be able to say and do that. That's their community. That's their tax base. This is, they're going to have to take care of these kids. But as a Christian perspective, you can't stand out there in front of some bus like this and say, we're not going to take care of these kids. I mean, it is like the scenario that the adversary would use. Right. As a Christian, you got to say, you know, we got to take care of these kids. But, you know, we can take care of these kids and also help them get back to their country, establish hospitals in their country. We can do all kinds of things like this and maintain our country at the same time. We're big enough to keep who we are if, in fact, we stay one nation under God. But so you're right now you have these buses that are this bus pulled into this particular town. This town was saying, no, we don't want you here. The guy looked straight into the camera. And he says, you know, you need to do this in your town, too. So this bus full of children creating the image and the likeness of God is pulling out of your city. Imagine that, pulling out of the city. And they're looking like they've accomplished something. It's like, no, you just walk right into a trap.
Yeah.
You walk right into a trap because that those kids are made in the image and the likeness of God. You know, it's a strategy being used. It's one of the tactics being used. You know, and Saul Alinsky's tactics that we've talked about and that you could talk more about. But he says very specifically in his tactics, one of his tactics, he says that you got to put pressure on the people and keep this continual pressure on them. And that's what you're seeing when you see what's taking place in the Middle East, what's taking place on our borders, what's taking place in Washington, D.C., what's taking place with the healthcare system, what's taking place with marriage, what's taking place in, I mean, it just keeps going and going and going and going. But that's actually a tactic. It's very well spelled out. You can go back and listen to them. You can read the book yourself. If you order the book, I think that people think you're actually trying to organize or something because they threw it at the bottom of a box for me. And then they begin to terrorize a people, and you're looking at people that feel terrorized. They feel, you know, we're losing our country, and we can't afford this, and we've lost our health care, and why did they bring us into a health care system that doesn't even provide for us now? Because now we give up this health care, we're losing the. And people think, oh, he's going to come out. They're trying to think it's the president. So they're actually going, well, he's really blown it now because he promised them something that would work and it didn't work. It's like, this is a brilliant man. He's not. And believe it, I don't think that our president has said anything different than what, I mean, he's doing anything different than he said. He says, I believe we need to have a single payer health care plan. Back in 2000, whatever, when he spoke at the national convention that he wasn't even a presidential candidate, he said what he saw his vision was for America. And when he said, I don't believe America's a Christian nation anymore, he said the future doesn't belong to those who actually blaspheme the prophet, you know, of Islam. Understand at the United Nations, this is how it's unfolding. This is how it's unfolding. The sad thing is that the church is not being the church. It's not to come against any kind of leadership. It's just to do what we do is preach the gospel and not fall to all these little, you know, traps and different things of being organized. There's nothing more frustrating than to watch people get around Korah or Lucifer, Korah's rebellion. And it's like, are you really going to follow this rebellious one? Are you really going to do this, follow that? And then what happens is in these Alinsky tactics, and I'm briefing over them because they're very, very detailed. There's actually, you know, several parts of it. And you get to VFNTV.com, VFN Torch drop down, and you see series. Go to Organizers of the Night versus Organizers of the Day. Believe me, if you listen to this as a pastor, if you take your time and listen to this as a father, as parents, as leaders, as a business owner, you're going to see what's going on. And you're going to know how to have a light response to this dark attack that's coming on our nation. And God wins if the church wakes up. And we believe it is. So what happens is, and they begin to polarize the people. And that means basically left and right, up and down, conservative, liberal. I mean, everything's just, it's okay. That's what you want to do. If you're an organizer, if you're a Linsky organizer, you want people to be divided. You want marriage to be divided. You want children to be divided from parents. You want Congress to be divided from the judiciary branch and all that. Mm-hmm. This is how you actually do this kind of technique. And then once everything's polarized, then they begin to push it. And right now America's being pushed. Our borders are being flooded over. And you're watching what's taking place. Don't think this is an accident. This is a strategy. The question is, what is the outcome of the strategy? Well, it doesn't look good if that actually is accomplished, but I don't think it's going to be accomplished. I think the church is going to wake up. So once they start pushing, now you have these children floating around, and it reminds me of the Jews being thrown out of
Spain,
and then they came down to come to they were being thrown out of Germany. So when they came down to America, America turned them away on the coast, Florida coast. Yeah. And then they went down to
Dominican Republic.
And they received them, which is blessed today.
The only nation really that received them at that time.
And so now we have children going around on a boat, floating around on wheels. And the church has to take care of these kids. We have to involve ourselves with these kids. We don't need to be seen on any kind of media, any kind of paper, any kind of governmental meeting saying this can't happen. We got to say, you know, we got to secure our borders and we got to take care of these kids. We got to take care of these kids. My concern is this, based on some prophetic words that we received, and we'll be talking about Cindy Jacobs as well today, as Demetri Dudeman, the word spoken over America, is that something, when this whole flood of children and women came over the border, something else came over with it. Something, because why would you stop all of a sudden?
Yeah.
And we want to talk about, too, why is it okay for an executive branch of representative government to say, I'm going to do this outside of Congress, your representatives, and we're going to say, what does that really mean in the context of this, talking about the original intent of our founding fathers? I am going to go around Congress. I'm going to do this myself. Mm. Well, the fact that we don't know the Constitution, we can think, you know, that's right. You just get in there. And you just violate the Constitution, like the Supreme Court said that you did 13 times. Matter of fact, listen to this right now from CBN News. As our president says in the Rose Garden, that in regards to immigration, our borders are being flooded. The crisis was created. The narrative is being built. Alinsky models is taking place. And now you're fixing to see a push now to begin to write executive orders to change what your representatives said they didn't want to happen. Listen up. Watch.
President Obama says he won't wait on Republicans to act on immigration reform, so he's going it alone, announcing steps to bypass Congress. This as the crisis along America's southern border continues to unravel with growing numbers of underage immigrants pouring across. George Thomas has the details.
The body of an 11-year-old boy from Guatemala was recently found along this stretch of highway in La Jolla, Texas. Wearing jeans, black boots, and a white rosary around his neck, authorities say he apparently got lost after crossing the border. The tragedy highlights the chaos on America's southern border. This year alone, more than 174,000 immigrants from Central America have been arrested in Texas. 52,000 of those have been unaccompanied children.
This is not a situation where these children are slipping through. They're being apprehended. But the problem is that our system is so broken, so unclear, that folks don't know what the rules are.
Accusing Republicans of inaction on immigration reform, the president said he's going to bypass Congress and take executive actions to shore up the border.
America cannot wait forever for them to act. And that's why today I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own, without Congress.
He's asking lawmakers for $2 billion and tasked his attorney general to come up with recommendations he can take legally without approval from Congress. But Republicans say the crisis is a result of the president's immigration policies.
It's in part a humanitarian crisis because presidential policies are enticing children to risk their lives to travel from Central America to the state of Texas.
The surge of immigrant families has overwhelmed federal authorities. Plans are underway in Dallas to house some 2,000 unaccompanied children in three temporary housing facilities.
We're going to take these children from chain link enclosures and put them in compassionate care.
The government says between 60,000 and 80,000 children without parents will cross the border this year. George Thomas, CBN News.
It's time for the church to step in and say we can take care of these children. We can meet their needs. But understand, when the president says he's going around Congress, that means he's going around you. That's your representative. Each congressman or woman represents, what, 700,000?
Right.
700,000 people in your state. So when he says, I'm going around Congress, what he's saying is, the person that you sent here to tell me what your heart is and what your vision and values are for this nation, I'm going to go around you.
Mm.
It's not, if they target it, they polarize, they get put a narrative over the branch of government called the legislative branch of government, and they kind of separate it from people's mindset. That's you. When people appear before Congress, they're appearing before you. When they're being brought in for questioning, that's your representative questioning them. And so they're equal branches of government. They're equal branches of government, the executive branch, the judiciary branch, and the legislative branch. And so when some branch, either branch, says I'm going around the other branch, you can't, it's a violation of the Constitution, which the Supreme Court has ruled like 13 times that has taken place. But understand, it says, we need to take this to the Supreme Court to be able to another branch of the government. And going around Congress is not a good thing to do. But this whole thing is what this attorney general is saying from Texas. You created this, Mr. President, with your immigration policies. And you think about, well, he did. But if you understand Alinsky tactics and the way you organize things to get your agenda passed or whatever you want done, that's what you do. That's how, that's exact, you create the crisis. You don't, as one particular chief staff said, don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Right.
You create this crisis. And then finally, you can deal with issues that you haven't been dealing with, people's heart could be right towards we needed to resolve this immigration policy, but not by destroying our nation and not just giving one branch of government the power just to just bulldoze their way over all that. And so what we're seeing right now, we're being organized in every aspect of our nation that's significant. As one particular writer of the New York Times, she wrote a book just recently talking about some things that came to the Supreme Court. She says, basically, everything that America has ever held sacred is at the same time going to the court, Supreme Court, and being ruled against. And that is a very big crisis for a nation when those things are happening. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.